Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Top Flight Time Machine are going to be going on tour. In early November, you will experience physical movement and emotional movement and so much more from both of us.
Bowel movement?
Maybe there'll be a bit of bowel movement. I can't promise it, but if that's what you're looking for, we can make it happen, probably. It won't be one of those things where a podcast episode is recorded in a theatre. Fuck that. This is a proper show with songs and dancing and high moments of exhilaration. So come along. Let's just quickly tell you where we're going to be. The 1st of November, we're in Brighton. 2nd of November, we're in Nottingham. The 3rd, we're in Leeds. The 5th, we're in Manchester. The 7th, we're in Glasgow. The 8th, we're in Newcastle. The 9th, we're in Birmingham. And the 10th, we're in London.
The capital.
What a finale.
It's going to be good. I think there's a few tickets left at most venues. Yep. It's going to be really exciting. It's called the Velvet Drainpipe Tour. It's going to be better than the last one, which is saying something, because the last one was fucking amazing. Ask anyone who went. But this one, whoa, it's going to knock your cock off. Or if you're a lady, it will knock off your boobs.
Go to tftimemachine.com/liveshows to have a look at where you get tickets from.
There'll also be a chance to interact with us in an official capacity while we're on stage, not after the show.
In a very limited capacity. Come along, you'll love it.
Here we go, this is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Hotbody Dawson, pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney, so what?
Welcome along to the Friday morning episode. I'm joined by Oscar today. He's lying at my feet like a proper dog is meant to.
Yeah, he doesn't usually involve himself in the podcast. I mean, I've always had the impression that he's sort of, I don't know, a bit aloof about Top Flight Time Machine.
I think he's more into it than he lets on.
Really?
I think he listens to episodes on, I've got one of those Google things, I've forgotten what they're called, Google Hive or something like that. It's like a Amazon Alexa, but Google's version, and you can just tell it to play podcasts. I think he listens to episodes on that while I'm out.
Rhyme machine.
Oh!
Mate, does he, I don't know why I'm asking you, because I don't think I'm going to like the answer, but when you record mints, does Oscar get more sort of excited and animated?
Exactly the same levels of excitement.
Oh, okay, thank God. I thought he was going to be one of these, I've read a couple of ribs. Oh, I'm hilarious. I'm going to gather around to watch this.
You're going to call a Bob Mama. Oh, that's like bad Chinese.
It's a real privilege. A real privilege to watch this behind the scenes. What are you doing now, Dad? Talk like Tarzan, not interested.
Fuck that.
I've got kipping to do.
I like the other one with a national treasure.
Not like this bald cunt. This fucking, as John Hurt would say, anonymous cunt.
Anonymous cunt, yeah. He's here in the room. I normally just leave, I don't bring him in with me, because he's got a tendency to kick off at the slightest noise. So someone can bang a car door closed 100 yards down the road and he'll start fucking kicking off. So he might hear something outside and he might contribute to the podcast with some barking. But at the minute, he's lying at my feet.
After all these years, it's amazing that we've never really heard a bark out of Oscar.
There have been some in the background. Keen-eyed listeners, keen-eared listeners will have noticed Oscar sometimes. There's been a couple of live reach and wash window cleans.
Podcast. Yeah, he doesn't like that, does he?
And you might be able to hear him in the background of those episodes going nuts. But at the moment, he's lying on the floor. He's lying on an issue of Roy of the Rovers. He's got his front paws on the Roy of the Rovers. So there we are.
I've been thinking of getting myself an imaginary dog.
They're the best ones.
Yeah, because then you don't have to pick up the shit.
Mm.
And we've had them in the past. When my kids were younger, we had two. One was called Peanut and the other one was called Skittle.
Oh, right.
And they were great fun, but unfortunately they died.
Yeah, they do. They don't live very long, do they? The imaginary ones.
Imaginary ones. They both got early onset imaginary canine cancer.
Oh, no.
Of the dog pancreas.
That accelerates so, really quickly, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was a hard, when I told the kids that, it was a hard day, but
yeah.
I thought it was a good lesson for them about death.
Were they really, really, really upset?
So upset. They were traumatised.
Yeah.
But still I said, listen, I know this is upsetting,
mm-hmm.
that I've made you believe in the existence of imaginary dogs, and now I have imagined a painful, horrific death for both of them on the same day.
Yeah.
Without any warning.
Was this when you had your artificial turf, or did you like get to dig an imaginary hole in the garden and bury them?
And yeah.
They died.
Kids, it all happened very quick. There was hardly any warning. There was about half hour between me taking them to the vet because I thought they both seemed a bit peaky to the imaginary vet. The imaginary vet diagnosing them both with imaginary canine early onset pancreatic cancer and then them both dying of it. To be fair to the imaginary vet, I said to him, "How long, Doc?" And he said, "About half hour for both."
You could wait in the waiting room and I can be here when it happens, or I could just finish them off now for you while they're on the table.
Bash them both. I'll give them both a good bashing. It'll be over with real quick.
I've got an imaginary shovel here. I'll just give them one over the head. I'm good at this. I've done it before. Don't worry. And they'll be out like a light.
R.I.P. Skittle and Peanut.
So
they died. But now I'm thinking, kids are a bit older. They can mm-hmm. probably help out a bit more, you know, in yeah. terms of walking the imaginary dogs walks. And stuff.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking. I might get a hard dog this time, though, because Skittle and Peanut weren't really hard. They were like Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar. I mean, no offence to Oscar, but he's quite soft, isn't he?
Oh, he's pathetic. Yeah.
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 But I'm thinking I might get an imaginary hard dog this time.
Mm-hmm.
What's a good hard dog name, mate?
Like Rambo.
Terry or something.
Rambo.
Rambo. Yeah. Get back, Rambo! Sorry, he's fine. I did have to put an imaginary muzzle on him. You know, we were in the park and he went for some kiddies. He didn't get them, but he really scared. He would have got them, but I managed to hold him back on his imaginary lead.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, he has to wear a muzzle now.
Can I just give you an update? Oscar is now sitting at the door of the room looking at me because he wants to fucking get out.
Oh,
he's managed 6 minutes.
When I podcast.
He's managed 6 minutes of podcast recording. Yeah, go on, fuck off.
It's fucking boring.
Go on then.
Absolutely boring.
Are you in or are you out?
I'm bored shitless here.
What are you doing? Right, shut the door again. No, he's still in. This is why I don't get him involved, because he's just fucking... The thing with his dog is, it's just relentless fucking admin all day long.
Just extra set of admin on top of all the other admin you've got to do in your life.
He just wants things all the time. He's up on me, trying to get up on me. Nay now. Do you want to leave the room? Do you want to go out there? Huh? What are you looking at me for?
I don't know what I want. That's the problem.
That's the thing. He's got one facial expression and they all can mean seven different things.
He's like an Eskimo.
He's like
in
a
that
prick.
Sense. Yeah.
Left the room now.
Oh, fuck, sorry, you're not supposed to say Eskimos now. Someone picked me up on that earlier.
Sorry, what?
You're not supposed to say Eskimos, apparently.
Are you not?
No.
What are they called? Inuits?
Maybe Inuits, yeah. Just almost anything but Eskimo.
Oh, shit. So,
apologies to our Eskimo
listeners.
You know, like when you look on the data that we get on Acast,
mm-hmm.
do we have much of a listenership in... In that, I nearly said in Eskimo territories, in Inuit territories.
It's solid. Not enough to warrant going there to do a live show, but it's solid.
Live show.
I'm just looking at the Patreon subscription numbers and it's dropped by 12 in the last minute.
Oh, fuck.
And I'm going on to the exit survey, which I know I never look at. They've all put Eskimo content. Their reason for unsubscribing.
They're citing racism.
Eskimo racism they've put, yeah, all of them.
I'm changing the Patreon, so rather than giving them the option to write freestyle comments about why they're leaving, because I just can't take that. Instead, I'm just giving them multiple choice.
Right.
And one will just be simply racism.
Mm-hmm.
One will be jaded. And the other one will be too much Oscar content. And then the last one will be all of the above. I hope we don't get loads of racism complaints.
Apparently. The thing is, once you suggest something like that, they all go, oh, fuck yeah. I hadn't thought of that, but now they've said it. Now they've said it, they are really racist.
They're racists. Well, like I say, though, it's quite hard to cancel men like us.
Yeah, we're our own boss. Although, I mean, yesterday we were both in Hucknall, near Nottingham.
Yeah.
At our rig.
Creative Hub.
And we were writing material for the live shows coming up in a couple of weeks. Tickets still available. And I think about 60% of it we had to scrap because of the racism.
Yeah, but that's why it's good we got together to do that, because we could look each other in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a point where we were in that meeting room in Hucknall, which, where the Wi-Fi didn't work. They didn't care. I quite liked it, though. You know, to get out of the hubbub of London, where everyone's very demanding and accepts and expects everything yesterday. 5-star service yesterday. Now, park my car. Here are the keys, scum. Throw the keys. Up there in Hucknall, they're a bit like, oh, hi. I've just driven all the way from London. It took me 4 hours to work with my colleague. We booked out your meeting room, but we can't get the Wi-Fi to work. Oh, yeah, it's broken.
Yeah, it's not working. Right. I've had a look, but I can't see why.
Is it going to be fixed? Oh, I don't know. I mean, I could ask Pete. Who's Pete? Well, he might know. Right. Well, the thing is, we've driven all the way here. It took us like several hours to meet here, and we've booked the room and we've paid for it. And obviously work... these days, in the modern age, does require the internet a lot. Yeah, sorry, we haven't got it in there. All right, is there anything else you need? And I thought...
the internet?
Yeah, the internet would help. But in a way, I don't know, maybe it just means I've grown as a person, Andy, because in the past, I think I would have really... Remember, like, how I went mad at that impolite receptionist at Bloomsbury Publishing once? Yeah. But they were so polite, and they were so sort of like, yeah, it's a shame, but, you know, mate, we're all ultimately dying. Life is brief.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a few hours in a hotel in Nottingham without internet is not the fucking worst thing that could happen to you, mate.
Well, that's it. They didn't say
those words, but that was like the vibe they were giving me.
Yeah.
And I sort of thought, you know what? You're right. You're nice people. Fuck the internet.
Yeah, we didn't even need it. I mean, they did say it's over there if you need it. In the pub.
Yeah, you got to go over there for the internet. On the side of the car park. Yeah, fuck it. We didn't need the internet. And that, you know, again, personal growth. Because in the past, I wouldn't have stopped to have thought that, how badly do I need the internet? I would have just instinctively gone mad about the fact that there was no internet.
And you would have flipped the table over, wouldn't you?
I'd have started wrecking the place. I'd have fucking, you know, like they've got in the reception, they've got like those little plastic stands with tourism leaflets on, like visit this nature reserve and all that.
Yeah.
I'd have just knocked that straight off the fucking reception desk, mate. Yeah, bang! Yeah.
Mm.
Pick them up. I'm not fucking picking them up. You should have the internet.
Yeah, all that information's on the internet if you fucking got it.
Yeah. Now it's all over your fucking floor, you mugs.
See you later. I'm off back down south.
Fucking, we're dripping in internet down there. Let me tell you.
I'm fucking London.
High fucking speed as well. You're fucking dripping in it. Everywhere you go. Right? You can't fucking escape it even if you want to.
Did your journey home, was it all right? Because you struggled a bit getting up there, didn't you?
On the way up, it was a nightmare. The thing is, most of the M1 and loads of the M25, it just like got these 60 fucking mile per hour limits on. So everyone's just fucking shuffling along at 60 miles per hour, so you can't get anywhere. That's not living out loud speeds.
No, you want to be doing, what are we doing, 90, 100? What?
I want to do 90 the whole way. Because also, I'm not really allowed to drive that fast when I've got the family in the car. Do you know what I mean? Because my wife will go slow down.
You're not allowed to do 160.
No, there's a fucking... Do you know what my car... It must have come preset with this ages ago when we first bought it.
Mm.
It's got this fucking judgmental thing on the screen that comes up when you hit 70.
Yeah.
And it more or less lampards you. It goes, oh, you've just gone above 70 miles per hour. And I'm like, I know that, cunt. And it's got a big fucking red exclamation mark that comes up as well, as if they're going, oh, dear. Are you unaware that the national speed limit is 70 miles per hour? And you're like, you know what, fuck off. Good. I go, good. I celebrate, mate, when I've gone over that. It means I'm living out loud.
Have you fallen asleep at the wheel? Do I need me to shut down the car?
Apply the brake. Tap the brake. Tap the brake. Tap, tap, tap.
I mean, who the fuck does it think it's fucking Kit from Knight Rider or something?
That's the thing about cars these days. Cars have got too much to fucking say for themselves, haven't they? Do you know what I mean? What about this? Has your car got the old reverse fucking alert thing? Where you're backing in, it goes beep, beep. And you're like, all right, calm down, mate. I'm still about fucking 3 yards away. Mm. Beep, 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 beep. All right, all right. And then you're like, you still got a good fucking, let's say, 60 centimetres, which to accomplished parkers like you and I, men of the world, that's fucking acres of space, right?
Can we get T-shirts made that say accomplished parker?
Accomplished parker, yeah, right? And it's got like this. You see, and it starts going, beep, 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 beep. And you're like, fucking calm down, you fucking neurotic cunt. It's like driving around inside C-3PO's head.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Jalapeño.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeno.
Well, have you not got into the settings? I've got into the settings because mine used to fucking fade the music when it started going beep beep. So I'm listening to music and trying to reverse that. And it fucking fades the music. It's like reversing is more important than listening to I Feel Love by Donna Summer, actually.
Never mind your fuck pop off music. Never mind your pop music. People's lives are at stake.
So I got into the settings, didn't I? I hacked it. Switched that off.
Yeah, I need to do that. There's loads of shit I want to hack in my car. It's fucking me off the whole time. What about this then? I managed to switch off it fucking talking when you use sat-nav. Turn left. In 300 yards, remember to turn left.
Yeah.
I'm fucking listening to Prince here, you cunt.
Yeah.
Right? Excuse me. Sorry to interrupt, dirty mind. But you should remember, you should probably manoeuvre into the left-hand lane, check your mirrors and think about indicating now.
It's like, in 300 metres, in 300 metres, go straight ahead. In 100 metres, go straight ahead.
Yeah, what's the fucking
go
point?
Go straight
that?
Ahead. You've just got straight ahead.
What is the fucking point?
Fucking cunt.
And they interrupt the music, so now it's like silent only. I'm not fucking listening to any cunt give me those instructions
it's
anymore.
It's even worse. If you're listening to radio or podcasts or an audio book, because it just cuts it out.
And then you have to start again.
And then it just resumes after it's told you what it wants to tell you, that you have to proceed ahead in 300 fucking metres.
Sorry, are you listening to the Guardian Football podcast? I have to interrupt. I have to interrupt their fascinating conversation about what's going on in Serie B.
I have a motoring newsflash. Listen up.
Stay in your lane. Now back to Raphael Honigstein. Talking about Werder Bremen's wing backs. Fuck you, no, I don't know which is more annoying, mate.
I'd rather listen to me sat down than be interrupted by the guard of your podcast every fucking 30
XG.
Seconds.
How many XG goals are Leeds going to not score this weekend? The fucking sat-nav cunt's worse than results, but... Mm. Talking of our live tour, tickets still available. I'm getting really excited about it now, but I don't know how much logistics you like to be revealed to the listeners, but I will say that we're both driving to quite a lot of the places that we've got to go. And I'm getting really excited about it. I was thinking about loads because we drove to Nottingham and back yesterday whilst I was on the road. I was thinking, yeah, I really like being in the car. Spoke to my mate actually on the way back. He called me and he was in Harrogate at a work thing. And he was like, oh yeah, you're in Nottingham. I drove up to Harrogate this morning. He goes, it's really nice actually, isn't it? You're just in your car on your own, listening to music, driving whatever speed you want. He goes, it's like really nice. And I was like, yeah, it's fucking great just driving about.
You get there and you're in a different place. Sometimes they said, you please, you have a look around. It's brilliant.
Exactly. And unlike travelling by train or car, when you train or plane, when you get to that place, you just fucking go, you arrive direct at the fucking door of the place you've got to go, so there's no pissing about. So I was making all these different plans for playlists. Here's another thing, Andy, right?
Yeah.
Because we're going to be on the road a lot. A little bit of advice for you as well. Blanket, mate. Stick a blanket in the back.
Right.
Very important. You could break down anywhere in the middle of nowhere, mate. I mean, I'm almost, part of me is hoping that I break down, you know, just like maybe on a nice country lane. I don't want to get into Kevin Keegan getting beaten up by that roadside territory.
No.
But I don't think that would happen to me because, you know, I've been trained by Chris, SAS legend Chris Ryan, to sort of almost know my surroundings even when I'm in a deep sleep.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking about it yesterday. I was sort of fantasising about, if you were at a services and you were just tired and you couldn't be bothered, it was late and you couldn't be bothered doing the rest of your journey, you can just get a blanket, recline the chair, and just sleep in the car. It'd be quite nice, wouldn't it?
I guess so. I wouldn't want to do it, but I mean, I'll put a continental quilt in the boot.
It's a little adventure. Nice. So also, I will be trying to see lots of parts of the country that I've not been to before that I like. So, for instance, we have one leg of the journey where we've got a day to get from Manchester to Glasgow.
Yeah.
And I've decided to break that up by staying in a small pub in the Lake District.
Oh, nice.
To break up. And then on the way from Glasgow to Newcastle, I'm looking for a place, and some listeners might want to get in touch if they know the area. I'm going to be I'm looking closely at the Scottish Borders region.
Okay. Yeah.
Very beautiful, apparently. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of halfway from Glasgow to Newcastle. So I want to find a nice picturesque little village that I can stop off and stay in, mate.
Okay.
Because you're going back to Sunderland that night, straight
from
Glasgow.
So
I'm free. I'm free to my own devices, and you've said I can stay wherever I want.
You have my permission. You have the permission of the podcast. I'm going to drive back.
So yes, Scottish Borders. Anything interesting? If you have any interesting visits that I can do in the Scottish Borders, anything of a historical nature, then tell me.
I mean, don't forget we've got like shows to do as well. You have to be there.
Yeah, but mate, don't worry. I've arranged all of this like my little excursions will fall at times where I have hours to kill.
Some downtime.
Downtime.
Okay.
Well, because on the last tour, I spent a lot of that time where, you know, like you'd end up like just sitting about in a Premier Inn trying to kip, not quite kipping. Not this time, mate. I'll be up at fucking Hadrian's Wall living out loud.
I'm going to get home as much as I can, whenever I can, throughout the tour, because Oscar's going to be away at a dog boarding facility for the entirety. So I'm going to look forward to spending some time at home without Oscar. To me, that's better
than
you're
going to say. So obviously I want to visit him.
No.
But you're like, can't wait to have the house to myself.
Yeah, I just want some time on my own. Without him, that'll be better than any holiday for me. So that's what I'm looking forward to doing. I might just start putting him in for a week now and again and not going anywhere, just staying in the house and just put my feet
like
up.
Like my brother did.
Just relaxing. Yeah, he did, didn't he? Yeah.
Like my brother did with Jerry, who is now dead. And I don't know whether Man, my brother looks back and thinks, well, that was precious time that I could have had with Jerry. But instead, I lazily put him in a dog home so I didn't have to worry about walking or feeding him when my wife was away.
Do you know how Jerry is spelled? Is it with a G or with a J? Do you know?
Yeah, he named it after Jerry Francis, didn't he?
Cause he's, right, so it's a G then. Okay.
QPR fan.
Yeah, that's a...
So it's with a G.
That's the best spelling of it, yeah.
Yeah, he's after Jerry Francis. They've got a new dog now, and the week after next, I'm house-sitting because QPR terrorist legend Castellani moved to the countryside during lockdown, and Jerry died, and so they got a new dog called Lottie, and I'm going there to house-sit for them because I thought it'd be a nice little break to be in the Cotswolds, you know.
All right, okay.
I've got to look after this new dog, but the new dog's quite young and quite naughty.
Uh-oh.
And... unfortunately, yeah, and in the country, you've got to be careful because dogs can get themselves into trouble. And the dog fucking escaped.
Pregnant. Is that what you meant?
I didn't, all sorts. You could get pregnant by another animal as well, and that's
Jesus.
That's probably illegal. Have you been Have you been breeding dogs with chickens? No. Anyway.
If it happened, it was an accident. It wasn't doing anything to do with me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He hasn't given, she hasn't given birth yet. When she does, we'll see.
It's countryside,
maybe it'll
mate.
Be good, maybe it'll be bad. Maybe it'll be deformed, maybe it'll be a super animal.
It's the fucking countryside, anything can happen.
A flying dog, you know, perhaps. A flying dog that lays eggs. If that happens, no one's going to be complaining. The government will be on to me straight away wanting me to fucking clone them.
So you, you're going to look after this dog, what, for a week?
Yeah.
On your own or with the family?
No, the whole family's half term.
Right. Is the internet
so
good
someone's there? Someone's moving. We're sort of house swapping because right. They've got to be in London for work. And we thought, well, fuck it, we'll go to the countryside.
Yeah.
Because they've got a really nice flash house in the countryside. And this dog, but the dog escaped and got into a field and bothered some sheep.
Uh-oh.
So now the dog has to be kept on a lead at all times, even out in the back garden.
Oh, shit.
So I've got to have a lot of responsibility.
You're better for the imaginary one.
But I'll bring my microphone because I think I'll be... when I'm away in the Cotswolds, I think I'll be producing some... There'll be some really good content that emerges from my week in the countryside.
I hope so. I was going to say, is the internet good?
Yeah, they've got internet there.
Okay. Okay. We'll see. Do you want to do some football predictions?
Yeah.
I'm
off to Goodison Park. I'm off. I'm going to Liverpool on Sunday.
Are you having
a
away day?
I'll have a lovely away day and some. I hope the Scouse wind is blowing hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, West Ham Everton Sunday. Brilliant.
Well,
I've never been to Goodison Park before.
You can predict that in a minute. It's the school of science.
That's what they say, don't they?
So they reckon.
Reverse the mechanism.
Et cetera, et cetera. Newcastle versus Spurs. That's the one everyone's got their eyes on this weekend, isn't it?
Interesting. Could be Bruce's last game in charge.
Well, I mean, as we record this now, Steve Bruce is still in charge at Newcastle.
Yeah.
They haven't been able to sack him yet. I'd have thought they'd have just got John Carver to come back. Like, he used to be caretaker manager there, didn't he? And then he actually managed them
classic,
for a bit.
Classic caretaker managers. We talked about that recently, didn't we?
Yeah,
top 10 caretaker managers.
Give it a Carver at
the
end of the season.
John Carver's a classic. Chris Hughton's a good one. I know he became their actual manager for a while.
Yeah, I think he progressed from caretaker.
They could just get Shearer back.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. I thought they would have had a manager sacked by now and someone in, but...
Well, they have to pay Bruce a lot of money, so Bruce is fucking laughing. He's like, this is the best thing that could have happened to me.
Completely. All the aggravation he's been getting... And having to do the job as well, and just pay his contract up.
I always thought of that, you know, it wasn't an easy job for Steve Bruce, and he kept them in the division. I know that's, I don't want to be patronising Newcastle fans, because West Ham fans get people saying that all the time. I don't know what West Ham fans expect. And it's like, well, only the same as all football fans. You know, it's not like there are some clubs that shouldn't expect to win or be entertaining. We all fucking do. So I get that, but... You know, they didn't have much money. I know you dispute that, but I mean, in relative terms to other Premier League clubs. Anyway, I quite like Steve Bruce, and I think this is great because they've never really liked him there. So it's good for the fans, but it's good for him. And apparently, he gets £7 million in his pocket just to fuck off.
Whoa, Nice work if you can get it, or not work. Mm. So Newcastle Spurs, go on then, what do you reckon?
I'm going to say 1-0 Newcastle, because I think I think Spurs are shit, and I think, you know, Newcastle will get, even with the existing players, I think Bruce's last game, I think they'll get a little kick up the arse from the takeover. Mm. They'll all be trying to prove themselves. Because let's not forget, when Abramovich took over Chelsea, at that point, no one thought Frank Lampard was going to make the cut. Because when it became clear that Abramovich could effectively buy a super team,
yeah,
no one thought Lampard was going to survive. People looked at the team and thought the only player who was likely to survive would be John Terry, right?
All right, yeah.
And it was at that moment that Frank Lampard went from being a good, promising midfielder on the fringes of the England squad to slowly becoming effectively the best midfielder in the world for a period, I would say. And it was the, and I think it was the impact of that takeover that he thought, fuck this, I'm not going anywhere.
Well, I mean, you never know what might happen with these Newcastle players. It's going to be weird, though, because the fans obviously going to be right up for it. It's going to be a sellout.
Yeah.
But there's no tangible evidence on display of anything having changed.
Yeah, exactly. So they could just get thrashed. Yeah.
I think it'll be 1-0 at the Spurs. There we go. Watford versus Liverpool. I'll go first. I think this will be 3-1 at Liverpool.
I'm going to say 3-0 Liverpool.
Great. Everton West Ham. That's where you'll be. Predict what will happen at a place will you be at?
2-1 West Ham.
2-1 to West Ham. I think this will be... Ooh, I think this will be 2-1 to Everton. I'm sorry. Sorry about that, Sam. On to my team, Gillingham versus Sunderland. I'll go first, do I? Do I go first? Yeah, I'll go first on this. I'll go first on this one. 2-0 Sunderland.
3-1 Sunderland.
Hey!
Plucked out of nowhere from the gut.
Good stuff. And finally, Millwall versus Luton.
Oh, fucking hell. Wasn't that a massive... We were talking recently about that ghastly man who used to run Luton.
Yeah.
What was he called? David Evans?
That was him, yeah. Yeah, that was the riot match, wasn't it? Luton versus Millwall.
The riot, Millwall-Luton. Yeah. And they pulled up all the seats and the place got smashed up. Yeah. And then they... can't remember what happened after that. I think he called them like animals or
savages,
something.
Savages, something like that, wasn't it?
Savages, yeah.
Eskimos.
bunch of fucking Eskimos. I'm going to cage them in. Wasn't he the one who wanted to have electric fences? Have I imagined that?
No, that was Ken Bates. Ken Bates wanted electric fences. David Evans brought in ID cards so that everybody had to be...
Was that him? I thought that was that little bloke with the red hair, Colin Moynihan or something.
Yeah, but I think David Evans was like a Tory and he was all too willing to trial
it. Was
it.
His idea.
He was like...
Make the Eskimos carry cards. But not those of us in the prawn sandwich section. We don't have to carry cards. We'll just wear suits. Then everyone will know that we're not Eskimos.
I don't care how many words of fucking snow they've got. They can carry ID cards.
I'm going to say 2-0 Luton.
2-0 to Luton. I think this will be 2-1 to Millwall. There we go. That's the predictions. That's the episode. Time to commence the weekend. Enjoy yourselves. It's later than you think. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Lesbians.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.